The Taj Mahal in Agra, India, was built in the 17th century by a grieving Mughal emperor to memorialize his second wife. Adorned with Rajasthan marble, Chinese crystal, Tibetan turquoise, and silver from Ceylon, it took 12 years to build with backbreaking manual labor. Here in the countryside of Bangladesh, near the site of a 16th century capital of a ruler who fought against the Mughals, another Taj Mahal is just about completed. It took less than 6 years to build with the help of machinery. Its owner, a filmmaker best known for remakes of Bollywood movies, claims inclusion of Italian marble and granite, diamonds from Belgium, and 160 kilograms of bronze for the dome. And Ansanullah Moni says, unlike the original, his replica is waterproof. His detractors say the fake Taj, to be officially unveiled in 2 months, appears rather amateurishly adorned with a generous helping of local brick and bathroom tiles. India is not amused by the 21st century interpretation of the masterpiece of Shah Jahan, the heartbroken Mughal emperor. Indian diplomats warn of a possible copyright infringement against their country's best-known historical monument. Moni, who fought in the 1971 independence revolution against Pakistan, says he is ready to do battle with India and will not be bullied into demolishing his Taj Mahal.
No matter what. Because this is our brain, our money, our land. This is I put here for our people. I am a fighter. Cannot fight with me. Anybody.
The film producer-director says he came up with the idea of erecting the Bengal Taj in his home village because few of the 150 million Bangladeshis can afford to visit the real thing in neighboring India. Asked if he was not trying a little to impress his wife with a creation that he says cost him nearly $60 million, the flamboyant filmmaker contends his love is more encompassing than that which inspired Shah Jahan.
I love country, I love my people. I made this art for people, not wife.
Sneak previews prior to the official unveiling in March have already attracted 100,000 paying visitors at $1 per head. Initial reviews, like those of many of his low-budget films, are mixed. Some Bangladeshis, such as Abdul Hakim, back for a visit to see his family from his job in Italy, believe the replica Taj could give a boost to their country's anemic tourism industry.
After the Agra, I like this. This will be famous in the world, in the America and Europe.
That is exactly the reaction Moni wants to hear from visitors, as he plans to expand the property to include a hotel, amusement park, and multimedia production studio. He believes Shah Jahan, if not the contemporary rulers of India, would be impressed with his tribute. Steve Herman, VOA News, Sonargaon, Bangladesh.